As the hysterics sang on in the warm night, Hiccup's eyes began to close. But they opened again with a start when the deck beneath Hiccup's feet began to vibrate with a new noise. Strange voices were beginning their own song. Weird voices, singing in a language that Hiccup did not understand. The sound of something so other and unfamiliar that they were as alien as the music of whales or dolphins calling to each other. Voices coming from deep within the belly of the ship.
"What is that?"
whispered Fishlegs to Hiccup with round, scared eyes. Hiccup's heart plummeted. He suddenly realised what it might be. "I wonder," replied Hiccup slowly, "if this ship is carrying slaves on it." The hysterics stopped to listen too, and as they listened, the song changed to something much more sinister. A shiver went slipping down Hiccup's spine like a cold drop of water. You did not have to understand the language the slaves were speaking to understand what they were saying. Toothless let out a whine of fear, as if he were a spaniel, and covered his ears with his paws. They were laying a curse on the ship. A curse on the voyage, a curse on every single Viking man, woman or child who was keeping them there under those decks. The hairs stood up on the back of Hiccup's neck. They went right on singing, that fierce, terrible curse, until Norbert strode to the centre of the deck and struck it with his axe 3 times and shouted,
"Shut up, or I'll come down and drown the lot of you!"
And then it was quiet again. Hiccup lay in the darkness, his heart beating quick. Oh, how he longed to be home. It was very late when he fell asleep again, the hysterics still singing.
"Glory comes not to the weak, a treasure land shines out so strong. We see it clear from far away, O great and brave and mighty Thor. I hope that that was land I saw once before, long ago. Ho!"
The ship sailed on through the moonlit night. Apart from 4 crewmen, one steering the boat, one looking after the steam dragons, one keeping lookout and one laboriously turning Norbert's mad monster-scaring machine, all the human beings aboard the American Dream 2 had fallen asleep now. Hysterics, hooligans, friends and foes all. What none of these little sleeping human beings knew was how tiny they were compared to the vastness of the world they were about to enter. Nothing seemed to have changed on the quiet and peaceful surface of the water, but in fact, they had moved out of the safe, shallow seas of the archipelago. They had crossed an invisible line in the ocean, and they were now sailing over very deep waters indeed. Waters fathoms and fathoms deep, a sunless, black and watery desert. But could it be that something was about to stir down in the darkness? The unimaginable enormity of the open ocean holds such strange and terrible things, things which we cannot even dream of. If you were a fanciful person, you could imagine that something dreadful was about to happen. Some dragon giant of the abyss, sleeping all coiled up like an unwoken tornado, was about to gain consciousness and would move inexorably on the little ship, puffing its way across the water. But we are not fanciful people, so we know that cannot be true.